Our epistle reading is from Acts chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. And Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation and one who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the word which he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. The word which was proclaimed throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, how he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses for all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and made it manifest, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God to be judge of the living and of the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name." And the gospel reading is from Mark chapter 16, verses 1-8. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, they went to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they were saying one to another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb?" And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had come upon them. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
The Easter story, the way that Mark tells it, is a series of disappointed expectations. Nothing in the story turned out the way that it was expected. When the Sabbath was over, the holy women had made their way to the tomb. They were in a state of shock. They had seen their leader, the one in whom they had invested so much, brutally executed. Just a short time ago, They had followed his every move with excitement. The crowds couldn't get enough of him. They followed him everywhere, hoping for a miracle, looking for a healing, hanging on every word. Over the last 3 days, the mood had changed. The same crowds that had taken up that terrible chant of crucify him, crucify him. Now that he was dead, they had laid him hurriedly in the tomb and they were carrying spices to prepare his body for burial. They knew that there was one unbelievably formidable obstacle in the way. A very large stone had been placed across the entrance. And as they walked along the road that morning, they were all wondering the same thing. How would they ever get it out of the way? And yet, when they went to the tomb, when they got there, the stone had already been rolled away. But not that that made them feel any better. It just made them wonder even more, what's going on? What indignity had been done to him now? But they entered the tomb. They faced their fears. And there they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, seating at the right side of the tomb, saying, "Don't worry. You're looking for Jesus. He's not here. He's been raised." But his words of reassurance did nothing to quell their fears, for Mark ends his gospel with them running away in confusion and fear. It's difficult for us to imagine what was going on for them. But we know that their terror, their fear would have been well founded. Their allegiance to Christ put them in grave danger. There would have been a huge amount of terror, fear, confusion, disappointment that these women felt on this first Easter day. And the funny thing is that many people are disappointed in Easter. For some, the disappointment is that there is no proof of the resurrection. How can you believe such a story, they say? You're simply deluding yourself. It comes out of your own fear of death. You're simply trying to paint a rosy picture because you don't want to face the fact that once life is over, that's it. Death is always a disappointment. It's an end to expectations. It leaves behind incomplete plans. And then there are the skeptics. They're the ones who are disappointed in everything that life has to offer. And I don't know that I can blame them. When I look around at a world torn by war, terrorism, civil strife, when I see a world in which we do anything except welcome the stranger, where it's very much about me having all that I want and gaining more and never thinking about others, of a world that is based on the brink of war at all times and terrorism, of a place where people feel themselves torn apart, unable to communicate, where it seems that life is no different than it's ever been, in a world that is estimated that 16,000 children die of hunger every day. How do I convey a message of hope for a better existence in all that? In a world where we know too well about natural disasters destroying people's lives, how can I see anything else but destruction? And in a world in which seeing is believing, how can I possibly convince people to have faith in something as intangible as a resurrection? But you know, there are signs of resurrected life. We only need to search them out. That child's eye in each one of us is full of wonder when we see a flower bloom. Who can help smiling at an animal, frolicking with abandon at the warmth of an autumn morning? Or the artist's eye in each of us that's full of wonder when we see a beautiful sunset, or the colours of a rainbow following a storm? And then there are acts of kindness on the part of a complete stranger that can bring new meaning to life. There is new research every day that brings hope for a cure for cancer. And even something as simple as Earth Hour, as people turn off their lights, committing themselves to improving the quality of life on this beautiful planet of ours, is for me a sign of resurrection. How do we help people get over the disappointment of Easter? The stone has been rolled away from the tomb. How do we get them to go in and to see for themselves the emptiness of the tomb? And when they have seen, how do we keep them from simply running away in fear? How do we make certain that death does not have the final word? You see, Jesus, who lived and walked and taught on earth, is not in the tomb. He's not to be sought in the far distant past. He is a present reality in every community of believers. He's a risen reality in every place in our world where hope is shared, where compassion is made known, where hope is made real. This is where we encounter the risen Lord. It's in you, the people of God. It's in us that people see the risen Christ, and it's in seeing in us that they believe. The world expected that the death of Jesus would be the end of his followers. But those once defeated and disillusioned disciples, they became people alive with joy and hope and compassion. And despite all the people would do to put them down, to destroy them, even to kill them, the message of love went on. So let us put aside our disappointments. Let's face our fears. Let us face our empty tombs of our lives. Let us walk through the dark shadows. And there, let God's Spirit move us. Move us to a faith in resurrection. Resurrection that is not some belief in something that's hard to put a finger on, but something that is real and understood in our lives as we discover new beginnings, new hope, a fresh start. Knowing that each and every one of us carries the resurrection within us. It's up to us to share that word, to live that life in all that we do and say. In doing that, we discover that Christ is alive in us, through us and forever. It's then that we can proclaim, I have seen the risen Lord. I have experienced the resurrection in my life. God has rolled away the stone. I have seen the empty tomb for myself, and I believe. Hallelujah. The Lord is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.